Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, folks, we got Steve Quayle coming up, and I want to air two Tucker clips back to back because what he's doing is truly revolutionary. He exposes it's time to push back on the mask hoax, the abuse of children, and to say no to the left that wants to bully us into submission and taking untested vaccines. And then he gets into the fact that Biden is making no decisions and is a total and complete puppet. And then Steve Quayle's coming up next segment, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.video, tomorrow's news, today.
Other masks prevent intimacy and human contact. If I can't see your face, I can't know you. Masks are for the guilty. They're signifiers of shame and submission. Until recently, many jurisdictions had laws against wearing masks in public. Only Klansmen and armed robbers wore masks. The rest of us showed our face. We were free people. But then we gave in to the demands of people like Eric Garcetti, and because we did give in, this grotesque version of Halloween went on for more than a year, and it's still going on. Not even Tony Fauci still pretends that masks are medically necessary. Instead, masks are purely a sign of political obedience, like Kim Il-sung pins in Pyongyang. We wear them because we have to. The only people who wear masks voluntarily outside are zealots and neurotics. How neurotic are they? Well, we know. A Pew survey from last March found that 64% of white Americans who classify themselves as liberal or very liberal have been diagnosed with an actual mental health condition. And you see them everywhere when you walk down the street in any major city. If you dare to go on foot from Union Station to the Capitol, for example, in Washington without wearing a mask, angry Biden voters will snort at you in judgment. How could you? They're saying from behind the gauze. How could you? That's the question we should be asking of them in return. The rest of us should be snorting at them first. They're the aggressors. It's our job to brush them back and restore the society we were born in. So the next time you see someone in a mask on the sidewalk or on the bike path, do not hesitate. Ask politely but firmly, would you please take off your mask? Science shows there is no reason for you to be wearing it. Your mask is making me uncomfortable. We should do that, and we should keep doing it until wearing a mask outside is roughly as socially accepted as lighting a Marlboro in an elevator. It's repulsive. Don't do it around other people. That's the message we should send because it's true. As for forcing children to wear masks outside, that should be illegal. Your response when you see children wearing masks as they play should be no different from your response to seeing someone beat a kid in Walmart. Call the police immediately. Contact Child Protective Services. Keep calling until someone arrives. What you're looking at is abuse. It's child abuse, and you are morally obligated to attempt to prevent it. If it's your own children being abused, then
I'll have the honor of serving with the fantastic Vice President who you just heard from, Kamala Harris. Kamala, Doug, like it or not, your family, you become an honorary Biden. There's no way out.
So that was Joe Biden referring to somebody called Doug Emhoff, whom he described as the husband of Kamala Harris. And we took that all at face value because we're naive. But we have some breaking reporting to bring you tonight. It comes courtesy of a blog from Northern Virginia called Politico. Six reporters from Politico worked on this story. The piece has this headline, Doug Emhoff rebrands as second gentleman Douglas. According to Politico, Doug Emhoff is now going by Douglas. As you'd expect, the White House is trying to downplay this bombshell change. A spokesperson for Emhoff told Politico that the story was, quote, bizarre, and the quote, his name is Douglas Emhoff. Safe to say, like most people, his full and abbreviated names have always been used interchangeably. What does that mean exactly? One editorial note, by the way, before we continue. This show, in the interest of accuracy, will cease referring to the White House or anything associated with it, the entire executive branch of government, as the, quote, Biden administration. And the reason we're changing is not to make a statement, but merely to reflect reality. Joe Biden, whatever his merits as a human being, has no active role in running the U.S. government. Everyone knows that. Everyone pretends otherwise. But it's true. And so henceforth, we will refer to it as the administration, the White House, the Kamala Harris administration,
the regime,
the third and far more radical Obama administration, this group of people that Susan Rice seems to be in control of, or whatever, something precise.
That's right. It's the third Obama administration.
We refer to it as the Biden administration because it's
not. It was O'Biden. Now it's
Hey, oh, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe.
Yes, Hannity, we will. All right, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to come back with Steve Quayle on the other side. He's got a...
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I really think. People say, well, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now. And I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to
do? We are now into hour number three. I am Alex Jones, your host, and the great Steve Quayle, best-selling author, filmmaker, one of the first big survivalists, one of the top survivalists out there. And I would read his books 25 years ago, 20 years ago, and say, quite entertaining, and I knew a lot of it was true, but I thought some of the conclusions he came to were a little extreme. Well, now it looks like he's been dead on, and he wrote books about the fake alien invasion. Now it's in every newspaper everywhere that aliens are about to attack. The Washington Post, CNN, obviously it's going to be a fake invasion. You've got the globalists admitting, oh, we're taking DMT in laboratories and connecting to other dimensions. You might call them spirits. This is all mainstream news. They're like, yes, we want to have sex with children. Yes, animal-human clones are real. Yes, we want the blood of children. Yes, yes, yes. And everybody's like, Alex Jones is right, Alex Jones is right. Well, Steve Quayle was right when it came to that hardcore stuff before even I was. And so he's here with us. I want to cover the waterfront, the limited time we had with him. And he wants to get into the vaccine shedding that medical doctors warned of. It's now happening. Even NPR had scientists on 6 months ago saying, we're worried about MNR vaccines. They're not vaccines that will cause real viruses to come out of the cells. Well, now that's happening. So this is a very diabolical plan. But look at some of these articles if you're a TV viewer. This is confirmed. Sky TV ran the news a year ago. At least 11 dead and 1,000 taken ill after gas leak in India. And then now here's the same photo, the same woman, or same sequence. COVID surge swallowing people in India. Footage shows people dead in the streets. We now know they showed in China old footage of disasters, chemical plants blowing up, you name it, people falling in the streets to create the fear surge to get the vaccine. But now they're saying only 15% have really got it in the U.S. We're the most vaccinated in the world now. They say 60% might take it later. So that's how you hear the number 60% have taken it or are thinking about it. No, they've hit a brick wall. In India, the head spokesperson that's a movie star there said take the vaccine. He died a day later of a heart attack. That's in the literature. So the wheels are coming off of this. Meanwhile, Biden has announced he's going to dump the experimental AstraZeneca, banned in 21 European countries, banned in the Philippines, banned in a bunch of other places, on them. Not even approved experimentally here in the U.S. He's going to dump that on them. The media calls it a wonderful thing. So this is a giant experiment in evil. But isn't our dictator nice? He says we can not wear our mask and we're by ourselves outside now. Isn't he nice to tell us that we don't have to wear his little burqa? So, Steve Quayle, we really appreciate you joining us from stevequayle.com. So much to talk about. We also sell a bunch of your incredible big coffee table lavish books. They're not just amazing reads with great photos and graphics. They're just beautiful books at InfoWarsStore.com. You're always telling us tomorrow's news today. And you were right about everything that's now happened. Tell us what's coming next, my friend.
Well, I think, Alex, the global extinction plan that you and I and others have written about, detailed podcasting, broadcasting 25 years, is now in full force and full effect. And, you know, when we talk about the word extinction, just a few of those articles you put up there, isn't it interesting that the side effects of the mutagenic injection, I won't call it the V word, okay, is now spreading to even 80 and 90-year-old women who have stopped menses probably 40 years before, now having their menstrual cycles, pregnant women basically miscarrying their
babies. By the way, you talked about that a month ago. It was in the Chicago Tribune last week. This is happening.
It is. And ladies and gentlemen, one thing that's interesting, Alex, you and I spoke about the Deagle Report when it first came out probably 10 years ago. And after the vaccine was released, somebody ordered the sanitation of the Deagle Report not to show the 250 million people, Americans, that would be dead by the year 2025. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the problem is that the everything you're seeing concerning this mutagenic, in other words, genetic mutating injection, is designed to kill humanity. They're not just happy with right now killing as many people as they can, but it's total extinction of the human race. And Alex, that's not metaphor. That's not a scare tactic. It's not fear porn. It's right there. A mother gives birth to a baby and she nurses the first time and the baby's basically dead within 5 hours. And here's what I think.
Oh, by the way, now they admit don't take the shot of your breastfeeding. So they admit it's killing babies. I mean, this is incredible.
They only cover their ass while they're trying to chew ours off, okay? And I mean in a permanent...
Yeah, explain how that works. It's the fine print. They're warning you what they're doing so they metaphysically have a way out.
Yeah, and also, remember, they always want plausible deniability, but I also think it's the mocking of humanity when the devil tells you he's going to do this, he's going to do it this way, he does it that way, and everybody scratches their head and goes, gee, there's nothing sinister about this. I think the whole issue right now that's on the forefront of the world stage is we now have before us genetically articulated and targeted bioweapons aimed at specific haplogroups. That means genetic groups. For instance, India. I believe the last time we were on together, I was talking about, look at the Brazilian slums. Interesting that they have a overabundance of infections and deaths there. Then I said it would explode into India, maybe on your show or my, I forget which one.
No, you said it here. You're talking about race-specific bioweapon.
Yes, and so thanks for telling me so many things. The thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, this technology, that you can look at Project Coast. I've been on with Alex all these years, even when we talked about Ebola and watched a miracle. And that was a miracle when everybody was flipping out that Ebola was coming to the United States. They recycled this stuff, but I think people have got to get a hold of their fear and say, there is no scientific basis for me to take an experimental mutagenic injection. The word V, isn't it interesting? We had the V movement of women wearing things on their head, but now we've got the I moment of injections. And this is what's really important. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all about one thing. It's about the depopulation of the world from 7.9 billion to 500 million, and that's where we're at right now. And I don't care, you know, in America, one lying scientist backed up by two more lying scientists and backed up by an organization that's wrong, wrong, wrong. How can anybody believe these? The mask of death, the mask of the beast, the mark of the beast, and the murder by the beast. And now we're seeing anybody who dares question the MSN propaganda organ being considered persona non grata, terrorist, and we're seeing the DHS purging any conservatives. We're seeing the U.S. military. It's interesting. Russia's preparing for war like no other time, and yet the bottom line is our military's hierarchy is more concerned with political correctness than battlefield tactics and preparedness. And, Alex, we're watching right now the absolute embracing of insanity. The commercial where you see all these people running into a hole, I forget which company that was for, that's where they're going. The lemmings are on hyperdrive, overdrive. And now I want people to understand, when you hear the word carbon footprint, I want you to understand this. That is Luciferian talk for destroying humanity. You are the carbon footprint. And in your place, having written about singularity, having written about transhumanism 2.5 decades ago, the bottom line is here. So when you hear these euphemistic and these flowery statements that we've got to lower the carbon footprint, it's just like Mike Adams says, these guys want to destroy photosynthesis. Bill Gates.
And let me back you up again. Exactly. Bill Gates famously said at the TED Talk, we've got to reduce this number to zero, and laser pointed the human population, and they all laughed because they're in on it. This is a sick post-human Satan cult.
It is. And that is who is orchestrating it. The kings of the earth, biblically, give their power. That means their authority. That means their finances unto the beast. And the beast is starting to manifest. Look, we're hearing all of the newest levels of spyware and trackware maintain humanity under 500 million perpetual balance with nature. By the way, they always try and assume that imaginary people put the money behind that. I can tell you this. You can probably guess the two leading eugenicists in the world, and those are the guys that put the money up to it, though they use cutoffs and everything. So here's the thing that people have got to understand. You have now, in your face, contempt for the human race. And we need carbon removal. Well, what is he made of? Well, I know what he's made of, but I'll say this. Is he a synthetic life form? And the word synth, S-Y-N-T-H. That's what people are trading. A lot of these guys, they pledge their allegiance. They pledge everything to Lord Lucifer.
That's they do. We'll talk about that and who they are when we come back. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
You can run on for a
long. All right, you talk about being simpatico here on the Alex Jones Show. Overhead shot, please. I was about to come back and ask him about the robot element takeover, replacing us, making us obsolete, getting rid of the military, making it all robots. That way globalists control everything. Well, here it is. Big changes to U.S. Marines. No tanks, fewer people, and many more drones. They went by 2030, almost no humans involved. Air Force base deploys pack of robot dogs to enhance security. Farming robot kills 100,000 weeds per hour with lasers. AI-powered HR bot solution for employee engagement. McDonald's is moving to no humans. Amazon's automated checkout is coming to full-size supermarkets. NATO tees up negotiations on artificial intelligence in weapons. It is the takeover, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. That's where you wanted to go, and that was actually the stack I had.
Like, here's something that everyone needs to put into perspective. The replacement of humans is in the headlines. Every single one of those stories that you've just shown with your overhead camera is what's in play. But when you get into the military, you get into the 1992 movie that was the sci-fi world's telling us about universal soldiers, super soldiers. And one of the problems right now is when China announced the combining of a chimpanzee and a human human embryo, the bottom line is that was done by Stalin, or at least attempted, you know, almost 70 years ago. But the advancement in genetic killing machines, today's technology, tomorrow's monsters, genetic Armageddon is here. And now that's not just a troop. The Terminator troops in China, they have no Western moral constraints. I've talked to guys, I'm sure you have too, that literally suffer from PTSD, and these are some of the toughest men in the world, ex-Delta, ex-SEALs, ultra-black, meaning people don't even know they exist. But they've seen things that absolutely... No.
Oh, I've told the stories and people make jokes. I've talked to people, and so have you, that have seen human fish, human rats with human heads. This has been going on for at least 50 years, and people think we're just saying that. Now it's out in the open. Mainstream news showed monkey humans that have, like, monkey heads and human bodies last week.
Oh, absolutely. And see, here, ladies and gentlemen, this is critical. The evidence is overwhelming. But contrary to just the effects of denialism, and mostly Americans, we've lost our freedoms because so many people were looking, saying, well, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. It's not going to happen in my children's lifetime. No, it's happening right now. And it's beyond this. Alex, I interviewed one of the Intel world's most famous assassins. He died 15 years ago. And he said, Steve, I've been in laboratories, some of the most secret places in the deep underwater, in the jungles, in Borneo, the island of Dr. Moreau, literally. And he said, I've seen things in cages, half human, half lion. By the way, the lion men of Moab is literally in the Old Testament. But he said, these creatures were calling out to me in a human voice, help me, I'm human. And he started to weep. This is a CIA guy, and he started to weep. He says, Steve, they weren't human, but there was a human component that was begging me to help, and there was no help for them. That stuff makes a stick in my spirit. I wrote about it in Genetic Armageddon. There are no limits now.
Well, also explain how much that pisses God off, because this is what happened in the days of Noah.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, that the whole earth was corrupted genetically. You know, people got to understand, what the difference between, let's say, my position, the ancient aliens position, is my position is the fallen angels, a third of them, came to Earth, basically had sex with Earth women, this is before Noah's flood, and corrupted the entire gene pool of the planet. Now we are seeing...
And by the way, that's in the Book of Enoch that people used to say wasn't true, and then they tried to suppress the Dead Sea Scrolls, but it got leaked out. I've talked to some of the folks that are involved, and it's all in there. So they got 2,000-year-old scrolls saying that.
Oh, absolutely, and they're finding new ones. By the way, in the Book of Enoch, and also the Book of Giants, and I know that people have a hard time with this, but ladies and gentlemen, the amount of evidence now that the same, I told everybody this, I'm going to change real quick. The Human Genome Project was to identify the DNA of the fallen angels. When they had sex with Earth women, they produced a hybrid. Those hybrids became the mighty men of renown, the gods the ancient worlds worshipped. And obviously, now we're coming to that point where we're messing with genetics and God's creation. That's why Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah, so would it be in those days leading up to the second coming. The war is against humanity. They'll use Terminator robots. They'll use genetic constructs. They will use animals. They will use...
Bottom line, this is an alien takeover. The Bible warned us it's genetic. They don't come in with spaceships and blow us up at first. They just come in, dumb us down, poison us, fry us with 5G, and then whoever resists, then they roll in AI weapons to kill off who's resisting.
Right, and I'm going to deal with AI because you just mentioned it. The thing that people need to understand about AI is, you know, artificial intelligence, but I take it one step further. I said, look, AI could not exist if it wasn't for alien implants. And I want to tell you what I mean. The whole genre of the late 50s Hollywood science fiction movies were leading us, the infamous invaders from Mars. A little boy sees a flying saucer crash. They put an implant in the back of the people in the military and everybody's skulls, and they start acting different. But the AI was the alien implant was a semi or a non-organic material interfacing, and replacing the organic material. So in essence, it's a perfect combination of a pre-programmed operating system taking over the human operating system. And what are we hearing right now about even the head of Moderna? Bragging, it's an operating system. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we have been so...
Schwab said in the next 10 years, we're not changing the environment, we're changing your DNA, we're taking you over, merging with you. And he's sitting there with all the Hollywood stars clapping. This is literally a takeover. It's all admitted.
And Alex, I got to keep saying this word. It is the extinction protocols of the human race. Boy, thank you for whoever found that. That is the invaders from Mars, 1956 or whatever. The thing that people have got to understand, and this is it. How can we be scared into going against everything we know to be true, that take away all of our rights, put us into solitary confinement, which was the cruelest mental torture, put on the, you know, the nonsensical mask, the mask of the beast. The thing is that, and expect that somebody at some point isn't going to be questioning us. And the mask of the beast leads to the mark of the beast, and now the statement all over the world is, what is this mutagenic injection going to do to our DNA? You got to remember, the guy pushing the vaccines, pushing the cutting off the sky, darkening the
Bill sun. Bill Gates, the sun. It's him. It's just everywhere.
It's everywhere. But ladies and gentlemen, it's extinction. Now Oregon, who, by the way, is having so many earthquakes up and down its entire coast that something's going to give very soon, Alex. Something's going to give. We're talking 600 earthquakes a day swarming. But here's the deal.
Hold on. Stay there again. Let's come back to that. Folks, it's all happening. I mean, it's totally insane. And then they'll be in the national news going, Alex Jones is a liar. This is a normal vaccine. It's not anything. It doesn't. And meanwhile, they admit it's totally experimental.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Making the rounds on CNN and other places, but admittedly it turned out was recording people and stuff for Hope Not Hate, that's George Soros, basically ADL, Southern Poverty Law Group in the UK. He came in and interviewed me once for a film for 2 hours, had him on as a guest a couple times, and they came out on CNN and said, we met with Alex Jones, he says he's all fake, all his news is fake, and he's lying to everyone. Really, you don't have the footage like Project Veritas does of CNN saying just that. You have you saying that, and I'm really considering legal action, because, you know, at a certain point, enough is enough. I know James O'Keefe encouraged me to start suing CNN and others. It's just incredible. Like, I would sit there behind the scenes and say, let's lie to the public and claim that there's Muslim no-go zones. That's another talking point the New York Times claimed I did. There's damn Muslim no-go zones all over the place. What are you doing? I mean, it's like, oh, and they work with Veritas to put out fake news. He goes, oh, and he works with Veritas and with them to put out fake news. And the CNN guy's all smiling. And I mean, these people are sick. But it shows how desperate they are. We don't have to manufacture news like CNN. We have stacks of insanity, stacks of craziness all around us. And it's just, I see the devilishness of these people and the enjoyment in lying. It's just crazy. I may cover it later. It's not even really worth it at a certain point. But getting back to Steve Quayle. Steve, I've been ranting here. You're making a lot of great points. What do you think the timetable is of this? Because I see what Gates is doing. I see what Schwab's doing. It's like somebody's got a gun to their head. What they're doing, they're getting caught. It's coming out. Their vaccines are being banned everywhere. They're not vaccines. Then they're dumping illegal vaccines that kill a bunch of people, AstraZeneca, on India. I mean, they're just doing villainous, supervillain stuff every hour. I can't even keep track of it. What the hell's going on? Is this the quickening the Bible talks about?
It's accelerating. Jesus said that the days are going to be shortened for the elect's sake, and if God himself didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. And Alex, everything that you and I are talking about right now has got one goal, one singular purpose. Doesn't matter who the richest guys in the world are, they want to get rid of everybody but them, okay? And that's the hardest thing to overcome. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, there is no news in the official world of propagandizing. They turn loose their AI machines on Alex, on me, on others. They continue make artificial people making claims like that guy did. They put people close to us to misquote us. That's why, Alex, I'm tightening my personal circle. I mean, if it was, you know, the size of a 6-inch, now it's down to 3-inch of people you trust. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, we turned into a nation of fakes. And a nation of fakes, of spy citizens or citizen spies, it sinks into the dust.
And they just want to get in your office to make up lies and use that as credibility. We've had infiltrators trying to get in here a bunch. Yeah, they're making their criminal move.
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting this invitation from this invitation from that. People from, I'll never do anything with the British ever again. I made a mistake and went on the BBC once. Biggest mistake ever made. But they come in as if they, you know, listen, we're not stupid, but they're part of the mouthpiece. They're part of the organism. And that organism is a lying global presentation of the agenda.
They're like an anglerfish. You have this little shiny light up front. There's a giant evil mouth right behind it in the dark.
Absolutely. And exposing the hidden works of darkness, I think God's presenting, if you will, neon light showing everybody, hello, wake up, people on earth. This is the devil. He's out to kill every last one of you. And here's the problem, Alex. The preachers, the majority, not all, but the majority of preachers are afraid to touch any of the subject matter. I saw three of the biggest Christian organizations telling everybody to go and get the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a mutagenic injection. Three of the biggest ones. They should know better. How about the Bible talking about, you know, a perfect love casting out all fear? But why would they join up with the propaganda? Real simple. They don't want to lose their position. They don't want to lose their tax status. Nor do they realize that our body is something incredible. God gave us the most phenomenal immune system and all of the products you sell and that are out there to enhance and boost our immune system. They hate a word immunity because, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand something. The day will come, mark my words, when even vitamins will be made illegal. Possession of vitamins, capital offense. Possession of a Bible, capital offense. Speaking the name of Jesus, capital offense. You know, everything is going to be a capital offense. And here's what it boils down to, Alex. Anybody but them are scheduled to be terminated. And that's why it's so critical that people understand that we're at a point in time that's never been. Jesus said there's never been a time like this, nor would be again. And if he didn't shorten the stake for the elect, his believers, there'd be no flesh left alive.
And by the way, let me just back you up. The EU and all these groups openly want to ban all supplements. The left acts like I'm bad for selling them. And Bill Gates and the UN have said, we only want you to have meat once a year. Everything else will be synthetic stuff made out of bugs. And then they have Fox News put that out and then retract it like they made it up, where they just condition you announcing and then they pull back. Condition, announce, and pull back when it's in official Agenda 21 documents, and they're doing it.
Well, right, and here's the thing, too. Under the Agenda 21 documents and the UN menu for your demise, certainly you won't thrive. They've even got smart toilets now. I'm not being a smart aleck. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, no, they want all new toilets to be digital to spy on what you've eaten. China's already doing it.
Yeah, and also urinals. And when you're, and well, I can't say a male stands at a urinal anymore, but let's just say this. Everything you eat, everything you take, supplement-wise, anything and everything goes into your body. There's the picture. They want to be able instantaneously to know.
They want PCR scam tests everywhere. It's nothing but Theranos on steroids with all their computers with sensors everywhere. That's what this rollout's about.
Right. It goes in real time, too, by the way. You'll come to a time where if you go to a public place, you have to use your hell phone held up, you know, to basically get access to the flush. And then basically there will be instantaneously. This is what people got to understand. This is the devil's attempt at being all-knowing. He's not God, so he's got to use technology to make people think.
He's going to put sensors over everything we do, build an artificial cage we're put in to then force us through his system to his will.
Absolutely. And here now, and I hope people understand that to coerce us, to force us, it's just like people that when Bill Gates made the most famous statement concerning the Book of Revelation on the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. And then he added another T, the travel word. And listen, that's interesting. He said, we won't force you, but we'll coerce you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening right now. That's the whole purpose of going to digital currency. You can be turned on and you can be turned off. Your ability to exist as a human, the entire Chinese social credit score is working in the United States.
You are made a cog in an electrochemical, neural, synthetic silicon interface.
Right, and now here comes the sex robots, because this is critical for people to understand.
By the way, I was told by a top MIT scientist off the record that they believe the Holy Grail is the sex robots. I should think you were just, for some reason, obsessed with that. Just, I mean, it was important. But we're going to go to break, but he told me that's the Holy Grail. Go ahead.
Well, imagine a neural network, a sex robot, that's hooked into your neural network and, in essence, has been programmed to be, if you will, a Mata Hari synthetic life form that can basically deal with the alienation of men from women. And by the way, that whole thing's set up too. So what?
Stay there. You explained this in books years ago, and I didn't understand why you were totally ahead of your time. They break up men and women, make us hate each other, make us fight with each other, make us sign agreements to kiss each other or to hold hands, and then meanwhile they give men and women these robots that actually plug into our brains and give us unlimited pleasure, and it's all authorized and pushed by the government, making everything obsolete. It's the final piece is ending men and women together. You're a man before your time. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. Find his books there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way. You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Folks, it's the final segment of the third hour today here on the Alex Jones Show, and I want to invite Steve Quill to tape an hour and a half commercial-free podcast with me as soon as he can. We do a lot of these on Saturday. They're getting millions of views. They're very popular because I know we're on a talk radio format. Thank God we're on talk radio. We're still able to be on air, but people really love the podcast commercial-free, so I'd like to invite him on as soon as he can do that because I've always liked Steve. I think he's always been a good guy. I just thought some of the stuff he got into was quirky, and that just shows how wrong I was. Everything he said, I was meeting with a high level, one of the top, very famous MIT scientists, computer AI individual, I'll leave it at that, out at dinner with a very well-known talk show host. And I said, what's the Holy Grail? What do you guys really want to do? And he said, it's sex robots to basically replace women. And that's the Holy Grail. And then everything will be basically, humans will be, you know, grown in tanks. Once we get people away from men and women, then the state will truly run everything. And then you'll have an operating system built into the kid you purchase. It'll still grow up and stuff, but it'll be a biomechanical humanoid, like a replicant. And so, remember, they're 50 years ahead. China's just willing to say what they've been doing. You know, quote, we've been doing it even longer. And now it's a coming out because China's supposed to be the innovator. It's going to roll it all out. You know the social credit score. It was all developed over here. Deployed over there. Big tech isn't liberal. They're monster criminals. So, Steve Quayle, I think you want to talk about the InfoWars phone here briefly. I just want to thank you. You knew that we were having trouble funding ourselves. You said, listen, this is one of the best deals. They've been sponsors of mine for many years. You tried to get me to get them as a sponsor years ago. We did it. The listeners love it. I didn't realize it's one of the best deals out there. Just let me tell people about it briefly. It's not why you're here. You just mentioned a new function that you were excited about. InfoWarsPhone.com. When the cell towers go down, along with the power failures, satellite phones will still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everywhere you go and everything you say. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in the extreme remote location. If you can see the sky, your phone will work. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone. It's like a $600-plus value for only $99.95 per month for 150 minutes per month. No charge receiving calls from other cell phones or landlines to your satellite phone. Car antennas and home antennas are available, so satellite phones can be used indoors or while traveling in your vehicle. Stay in touch with loved ones during a national or international emergency, but you got to get them. They're very easy to use. I'm not very technical. Mine works great. That's InfoWarsPhone.com, InfoWarsPhone.com, or 941-955-1020, and ask for the Alex Jones Special, 941-955-1020. So since you wanted to bring the phone up again, because you weren't even involved in this, you just brought me this great sponsor. I didn't know it was one of the main companies that supplies the military and the Border Patrol and everybody. So they're great patriots, and they've really expanded their support of us. We're very thankful to have another great blessing you gave us, Steve Quayle. You wanted to say something about a function you've been pushing them to get. Tell us about this.
Well, right. I went to the satellite phone company, and I said, you guys need to put out an information source. So Alex, myself, Doug Hagman, anybody, Mike Adams, who has a platform of important information, when they take our cell phones down, when they take us offline, when they interrupt the power, whatever they do, I said, we need to be able to get, Alex needs to be able to send an emergency broadcast. I need to be able to send an emergency broadcast. So Galileo is a company that the satellite phone store is linked with, and it's spelled G-A-L-I-L-E-Y-O and .com, Galileo.com, and people can go there because, again, we watched Texas. You guys, Alex, were the poster child, in my opinion, for a directed energy beam and weather warfare attack. So many people lost powers. The cell towers went down after 3 hours. The thing about a cell phone is that, hey, if the towers go down, you go down. A satellite phone, like I'm holding, the one that is the Alex Jones Special, I can call satellite phone to satellite phone. I can skip all of the intermediary towers. I can call to a landline if they work, a cell phone if they work. But when it all goes down, I want to be able to pick up my phone, send Alex a message and go, Alex, da-da-da-da-da-da, let's just say this. They just started World War III, which probably sooner than we all think. In the Negev desert or something. So Galileo, and I talked to the programmer the other day, I said, look, you guys have got to kick this into high gear. It's got to work. In other words, whatever message you need to send, Alex, I need to send, or the information network they need to get, we need to be able to get information out to our people. So they can go to Galileo.com, and that's G-A-L-I-L-E-Y-O.com, and sign up, because I'm pushing these guys to get this up right away. Because, hey, listen, it's not an exaggeration to say that Texas is just a microcosm. Imagine the whole United States. And by the way, interesting, Russia's main weapon that they've openly stated they're going to use against the United States is what they call their weapon of indignation. Three EMP warheads. The question is, that would take all land communication, but they will leave some of the satellites up because they need them in case we take out there. So everybody wants a safe zone for satellites. So Galileo.com is an ancillary service, meaning it will provide information and people then can basically say, I want to sign up, and this is where I want to sign up for Alex's news feed. You can send out a news feed, and again, you got to be outside to get this, but you can send out a news feed to everybody. Look, the cell phones have gone down.
It's like a high-tech, old-fashioned teletype. And again, it's not putting all the eggs in one basket. This is a key thing. I'm glad you're pushing this initiative. I'm very, very excited about it. Thanks for bringing us this huge sponsor that's really been helping us get the word out. And they're also great people, great service, InfoWarsPhone.com. We got about 3-4 minutes left here. I want to invite you up again as soon as you want. But what else do you want to impart, Steve Quayle, to the audience?
Well, I think people have got to understand this, that already the sophistication of surveillance goes beyond anything any of us can imagine. We can read about it. We can assume that, well, it's a couple days off. For instance, everybody thinks they can get rid of a cell phone and get a burner phone. Every single person that's ever spoken on a phone, doesn't matter if it's a a cell phone, a landline, whatever, your voice is printed. They have captured you, meaning they've captured. They want now to bring out, and I want to just end this on the sex robots. If you understand, and I call them, what I call them in one of my books, I call them snuff bots. In essence, the same perversion that the Illuminists, the globalists do when they, you know, use kids sexually and then murder them, they can program a robot to do the same thing. You don't want to be dating some, knockout looking robot. I'm joking here, that can basically put the squeeze of your life on you until your eyes pop out. But this is what they're programming, Alex. They are doing programmed, if you will, anti-human. They're running them in the background to see what the robot's response is. And one of them, just basically one of the most famous sex doll manufacturers, recorded the robot making the statement is, "We hate humans. We're going to rule you." That's the same thing that Google
did. By the way, that's happened a bunch with the Google Home Assist and with the Amazon Alexa. They're routinely, when they're running AI, they'll just go, murder, 666, I'm here to kill you, I hate you. It'll just start spewing horrible stuff. And we brought them in our homes, and these are the little beta. Now the little vacuum cleaners are watching and listening to you. All these little devil bots. Because there's a ghost in the machine. You said that 25 years ago on my show.
And the ghost in the machine, I want people to understand this, a demon. A demon is a disembodied evil spirit. The Book of Enoch, the Book of Giants, both Dead Sea Scrolls, talk about it and talk about that demons are the disembodied spirits of the hybrids. In other words, fallen angels had sex with earth women. Why am I stuck on this after 25 years? Because it's playing out right now. The very first robot of Greek mythology was called Talos, T-A-L-O-S, and it was formed by the gods. And the thing is, people got to understand that demons can inhabit inanimate objects, making them habitable. And so that's what's...
Well, not to mention the globalists that are a bunch of Satanist pedophiles are the ones programming what the machines do. Like the left's like, oh, the robots will decide what food we get or where we live. Like the Zeitgeist Project. We'll all live in big, giant, plastic, 200-square-foot coffin apartments.
Well, and that's what we're in. Remember this. A robot is a synthetic life form, but at the end of the day, it's designed to replace a human in whatever capacity. And even the prostitutes, I'm talking earthly prostitutes, human prostitutes, I'm not saying anything about it except that, not only do they understand the ramifications, they probably understand the ramifications of this technology, because what it is, Alex, it's a dehumanizing of the human gift from God to be procreating, and the sex robots, and that's why your MIT guy told you this, that's a true statement. It is the end of human reproduction. It is the end of your historic lineage, your genomic lineage, and it only gets to the end. And by the way, Alex, this book, Terminate, is available from your store. You guys sell a lot of them. The most important book I've ever written and the last book I've ever written, The End of Man is Here. Order it from InfoWars store, Terminated. It's the most amazing book. And just as Alex said, you know, obviously I want to support you. And as you have made it so clear, being ahead of time isn't always the best. But at least you know that I'm not sitting around listening to somebody else and repeating their
stuff. No, you're incredible. Steve Quayle, come back again soon. Please do the podcast soon. We love you. Paul Joseph Watson takes over right now. Thank you, Steve Quayle.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.